Hi, this is Jay Neville. You're listening to Life Autistic. This is episode number 645. And the title of this one is Rubbing Their Noses in Adultness. Let me give you a few examples of this. Okay, now, you know that I'm speaking against child-centeredness. Our culture is so tied to making children's lives blissful and wonderful and giving them all the little trinkets and doodads and sending them off to college without them having to pay any money and, you know, and so many other things that we do that are actually quite destructive to our children and encourage them never to grow up, never to take on adult responsibilities. Well, the primo way to make this thing happen is, number one, to enjoy your adult life. If you have a crappy job, quit your crappy job and get a job that you like. Your kids need you to have a job that makes you smile when you go somewhere. Number two, the bulk of your money needs to go to the adult needs of the family. When you, like, take for instance us, we're video junkies, and I'm not, I think my wife is more of a video junkie than I am. And, well, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get around people that are going really slow. They're nice folks, look like. We're video junkies, but the whole thing is, when you go out and you buy videos, buy adult videos. Now, I don't mean ones that are sick. We don't do R-rated movies. But we do movies that we are going to like. I don't spend a lot of money on children's videos. We may rent children's videos on occasion, but we don't have very many of them. Spend money on adult needs. Buy adult food. Do not feed your children what they like. Okay? Feed your children adult foods. You know, feed them what you like. Engage them in activities that you like to do. Make it very apparent to them that in a family, parents get to make all the rules and they get to make all the decisions. Don't be rude about it, but let them know who's the boss and who gets to make the decisions. If you do that from the very beginning, they're accustomed to it. Always preface it by saying, someday you'll be able to do this too. You'll be able to have a life where you get to call the shots. Children don't get to do this. That's the important part. Children don't get to do this. Adults do. This gives children the desire to become adults. You know, don't be rude. Don't be snotty and say, I hate you, so everything's going to be what I want and you don't get anything. Don't be like that. Be caring. Be loving. But also let them know, I'm sorry. This is the way life is. I make the money. Your mother works very hard. Life gets to be what we want it to be. You are children. We provide for your needs, and not much more. You know, we take care of, you know, trying to raise you. Go ahead and talk about how raising children takes up a lot of money, you know. Because it's true. Just by nature, the bulk of money will be spent, taking care of kids. You know, just seeing to their needs. Not their wants, their needs. Now, once you've done that, you know, it's like going out and doing things. You know, if your child is sitting around, don't feel this great and utter need to try and entertain them. don't do it. Let them entertain themselves. If they say they're bored, send them outside. Don't buy them stuff. Don't do anything like that. If they come to you, get them involved in what you're doing. Now, the important thing about adults is, and adults don't do this enough, they don't do enough things that they enjoy. You work all day, it's hard. In the evenings, you need to do something that you enjoy doing. And the first thing I say is, don't let it be television. And that's just for humans. You shouldn't spend all your time sitting in front of television. You need to cultivate your other interests. I like backpacking, so I go backpacking, and I invite my kids to go with me. And you might say, but what if your kids don't like backpacking? Well, then they don't have to go with me. I'm still going. Does that mean I need to throw money at them for their interests? The answer is no, I don't. They're expected to go and acquire the money that they need to chase their interests. They get gifts at Christmas. They may get a few gifts on their birthday. We are not big gift-giving people. We don't have a lot of money for them. Our money is mostly spent in providing for our needs and then getting Lisa and I some of the things that we want to do. Now, hopefully, now this is the thing about adults. Adults are not selfish. Adults are not selfish. If you are acting selfish, you need to stop. That's not what adults do, and that's not what I'm saying here, is that you go and you wave things in front of your kids and say, you know, you get fun trinkets and they don't. Because mostly you aren't going to be doing that. Most of the things you're going to have value and they contribute to not just happiness, but family needs and things like that. But you do take time to go and do things. But you invite your kids to do them with you. Come on, let's go do something. Like Shay and I were going to go up hiking this, trying to do it before she took off. Unfortunately, she took off, you know, toward mid-May, and backpacking doesn't work very well in May because you still get winter storms and it can get really unpleasant. And you don't want to do that. Oh my goodness, the Taco Express was closed and gone and it's becoming a Taco Bell. Anyway, so that's kind of what's happening there. Is, you know, you know, we planned that. Ultimately, it was Shay that just said, Dad, we're not going to be able to pull it off. And I went, yeah, you're right. You know, it wasn't me killing off her enthusiasm. She actually did it herself, a very adult thing to do, to say that she just didn't have time, even though it would have been lots of fun and she would have wanted to do it. It didn't happen. You know, just becoming an adult. That's what this whole thing is leading to, becoming an adult. Let me tell you what happens. I kiss my wife a lot. We both obviously like it. We like the feelings it gives us. We smile a lot about that. We take care of each other's needs. And I do it in front of my kids. So they can see that. Being an adult, being married, taking care of somebody else brings you lots of pleasure, lots of happiness. And I talk about it too. To tell them, I tell them all the time, I love being an adult. I love having lots of choices. I don't, you know, it's fun not having to ask for permission from some parent. That's great. You know, I like that. Woohoo! And, you know, and that, I guess, is the essence of rubbing your kid's nose in adulthood. Is saying, don't you want this? Don't you want this? Kind of like rubbing a dog's nose in dog food to try to get them to want it. You have to show them what the good stuff is. So do it. These are just some suggestions. But you really do. Talk up the wonderful life you have. Number one, make sure you have a wonderful life. Get there. I like my life. I have so many choices. I can stay up late sometimes when I want to without somebody getting on my back. You know, I can take time off from work because I've got I've got time off to take to just go do something I want to do? My kids don't get to do that very much. You don't want them to have a blissful life because then they'll just want to retain that blissful life perpetually. And you don't want them to. You want them to grow up. You want them to go off on your own. You don't want them hanging around, lazing around. And that's the very essence of it. My kids didn't rebel. There was nothing to rebel against. What? They were going to rebel against having freedom to do what they want? Isn't that usually what they rebel against? Is clutching parents that don't want them to grow up too fast? I'm willing to let them grow up as fast as they want to do it. In fact, I'm going to encourage it. A lot. I'm to my destination. I hope this has been a good one. I think this is a really good one for giving people just parenting advice. I know I've got interesting circumstances with the kids I have and things like that. Anyway, this is Jane Emro, but hopefully these are things you can take and you can go, you know what? I've never even thought about this. I've always thought that my life was to sacrifice and sacrifice and sacrifice for my kids. And you go, by nature, you already are. You know, the bulk of the money goes toward just the basic needs of getting things done. You provide shelter and food and clothing for them. You give them gifts every once in a while, not big ones. Don't go crazy. The whole thing about making Christmas this huge, magnificent, gift-giving thing is marketing. It's separating you from your money. It's putting you into debt. Don't do it. Don't do it at all. Make sure you take some time and take some money and accomplish the things you want to do. That's the whole point of being an adult, is that you get to make the choices, you get to make decisions, and you get to have those things that you didn't get to have as a child. That's the whole point. So make sure you do it. Make sure your children see you doing it. I get to do what I want to do. The sacrifice is built in. You don't have to go further in the sacrifice department. It's there. Make adulthood something attractive and desired. Make marriage something attractive and to be desired. And your kids will desire becoming an adult and getting married and taking on those responsibilities. Have fun with your kids. Don't spoil them, but have fun with them. Let them be a part of what you're doing. And they'll enjoy it with you. And they'll want to have those kinds of experiences with their kids. And society continues. Marriage and family life goes on properly, happily, joyfully. Doesn't it sound a lot better than what society feeds you is what life is all about? Come, be part of it. This is Jane Emro. If you'd like to make a comment, feel free. This is one of the primo things I talk about when I go out and talk to people. So if you think, boy, I don't know if I want Jay to talk, this may be the one thing where you go, Jay, please come talk to us about all this. Come talk about some of the stories that you have about the experiences you've had with your kids in relation to this, which I haven't really told any of the stories. I just told you about the circumstances. And they have to tell you the story soon, too. This is Jane Emro. The contact email is autism@quix.us, Q-U-I-X.us. The phone number to contact me if you want me to come speak to your group is 1-575-461-2716. This is Jane Emro. Have a great day.